Surely, no pony could have survived that, he thought. He sees the soft edges silhouetted of a female pony walking towards him. Twilight, he says hopefully. The pony stops just before him. She reaches out her hoof and... boop. A soft boop. A light boop. A mocking boop. The dust settles, and Sybil can finally see who the pony standing before him really is. No, it can't be! Silvers fell down onto his haunches, all his strength expended in that last attack. Glimmer stood before him, completely unharmed, looking down at him with open disdain. I tried to warn you, Silver, she said. You can't shim-sham the glim-glam. She booped him again, hard enough to sap the last shreds of his strength. Silver collapsed completely to the ground. The fight was completely gone from him. He could only stare up helplessly as she stood triumphantly over him. And now it's time for my finishing move. She booped herself again for good measure. You see, as it turns out, you're not the only one who understands quantum interdimensional travel, Silver. I can play that game too. And now I would like to introduce you to a little place I like to call the Universe of a Thousand Dicks. Glimmer. Glim Glam trotted gaily around and stood over him, her no-nose just above his haunches. He couldn't move his body, but he turned his head and gazed in horror as Glimmy's no-nose began to change and expand. Naturally, Silver, being the world's handsomest millionaire, was also the most well-endowed pony in all of Equestria. In this universe and in all universes, however, it now seemed that he had dropped to second place. Silver could only groan helplessly in protest as Glimmy mounted him from behind. Time to glim-glam in your jim-jam, she said pleasantly, and began to push her hateful, evil, glimmy-glam stallion no-nose into his bad place. A crowd of mares had gathered around, probably because the giant cloud of destruction was not something that was often seen in Potterville. Also, it was still dinner time, and many ponies were probably coming to the restaurant to eat, only to find it had been destroyed. Wow, it sure is a shame that the restaurant was destroyed, said Lyra to Bon Bon, who was both approaching the restaurant, hoping for a nice hot meal. We saved up all our bits for a month, just so we could come here and get the expensivest meal. I know, said Bon Bon. Also, what's going on? Is that Silver Star and... Starlight Glimmer? All the ponies were there, standing in a circle around the ruins of the fanciest restaurant in Ponyville, watching with curiosity the scene unfolding before them. Fluttershy, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, Applejack, Rarity, Trixie, Lyra, Bon Bon, Derpy, and all your favorite cartoon pals were there, staring as the Starlight Glimmer performed a strange new magic show. Princess Twilight Sparkle clambered her way up from under a pile of rubble, searching for a lost glove. Silver, what happened? I almost died in the blast of the destruction you caused, but fortunately I remembered that you're supposed to duck and cover in those situations, so that's what I did, and... Oh, what's going on, Silver? She stood watching curiously as Starlight Glimmer pushed her long, throbbing, impossibly thick... wrong gender and no-nose deeper and deeper into Silver's bad place while Silver could only groan in protest. Suddenly a stallion trotted into view and all the ponies turned to see who it was. Twilight, called Shining Armor. Hi, I'm sorry to bother you, but Cadence got all tingly in her no-nose thinking about how super awesome Silver Star is. She sent me down here to find one of those silver spares to service her for a while. She's gonna be pretty mad if I come back without one. Any idea where I could find... Hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? He stopped short and joined the crowd of onlookers. Silver groaned in pain and humiliation and tried to cover his face with his hoofs, but Glimmer batted them away and pinned his four front legs down with her own. None of that now, she cried gleefully. We want every pony to see, don't we? I have got one last trick up my horse sleeve. Glimmer, Silver stammered out. Silver spares, yeah. He threw his last ounce of strength into summoning as many silver spares as he could. They appeared and started charging their power to attack. But Glimmer only laughed. Oh, that's right. I can do that too. Glimmy, glam, glam, glossal. She tore open a rift in space-time continuum, and thousands upon thousands of glimmers from every conceivable version of reality poured through, booping themselves and each other. Each of them sprouted a mighty glimdong, and soon the silver spares were pinned down in a fashion as humiliating as the original.